This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Anyone who has earned an Australian income will need to lodge their tax returns for the income year July 1st to June 30th by October 31st. Here are some ways you can claim tax refunds. Over 13 million Australian citizens and residents will lodge their tax returns this year for the Australian Tax Office to assess their eligibility for a tax refund. Michael Crocker, Australian tax leader for Chartered Accountants Australia and New Zealand, says that people doing odd jobs who are not formally regarded as being employed will be exempt from paying tax. Workers earning less than $18,200 will not be taxed, although they are still obliged to lodge a tax return. Working holiday makers on visas 417 and 462 earning less than $37,001 are also exempt.
Generally, you'll need to lodge a personal tax return if you've earned salary or wages and you've had PAYG withheld from the salary. So it's important that even if you're on a low income tax bracket and don't actually have tax to pay or much tax to pay, you might be eligible for a refund, and the only way you can get a refund is to lodge that return.
Australia has signed tax treaties with over 40 countries to share financial information on individuals to avoid double taxation and fiscal evasion from those who earn an overseas income whilst living here.
It's a golden rule, I think, just to assume that the ATO know a lot more about you than perhaps you think they do. So always be honest about your tax affairs and your income and assets so you don't fall foul of the ATO, because if they have this information and find that you haven't made a full disclosure, then the ATO is empowered to impose penalties and interest for people who do the wrong thing.
Nearly half of Australian workers are eligible for the federal government's $1,500 per fortnight JobKeeper payments, which are deemed as taxable income.
It's a system where there are winners and some losers. Not everyone is eligible. 1 March was a critical date to be an employee, and in some cases, employers who have dismissed long-standing employees can rehire them and re-engage them.
Anand Shukla, principal of Melbourne's A1 Accountants, says some workers may be better off than prior to the COVID-19 outbreak.
If one of the workers is part-time and is working less hours and should effectively be paid less than 1,500 because those are the number of hours that they have worked for, then they would still be eligible to receive $1,500 minimum, because this money is going to come from the government to the employer to be paid towards the employee. And this is what the legislation states, that the minimum payment has to be $1,500. Now, if an employee works longer hours and the employer owes more than $1,500, then whatever the employer needs to top up, the employer will have to come up with that portion of the payment.
JobKeeper is a complicated process for some employers, but Shukla says this should not stop employees from taking proactive actions to speed up the process.
There is a form that the ATO has come up with which employees need to actually fill out. It's called JobKeeper Employee Nomination Notice. So employees who are eligible should download this form from the ATO's website, fill it out and hand it over to your employer. And then the employer will use that information and submit information to the tax office to then receive payments on their behalf.
He advises employees notified of their eligibility to hand the forms back to their employer as soon as possible.
The time window for this is going to be between 20th of April to the 30th of April. So if there is a delay in submitting this information, there is a possibility that some of them might miss out on these payments. And this is the employer missing out on the payments that the employer has already made to the employee. There will be delays and there could be hiccup getting these payments from the tax office if you don't follow the protocols as they have been laid by the tax office.
Shukla says many Uber and food delivery drivers tend to miss out on eligible tax refunds due to poorly kept records.
An Uber driver would be eligible to claim fuel, insurance, car registration, repairs and maintenance, any leasing costs, such as if the car is on loan, any cleaning or car wash expenses. They use their mobile to provide all these services. They can claim for mobile as well. And then there'll be accounting fees, parking, if they provide mint and water to the people they are driving. So all of those expenses, they would be eligible to claim only if they maintained accurate records.
The government is offering 80 cents per work hour for millions of Australian workers temporarily working from home due to COVID-19. Shukla says those who use a larger space to conduct their work from home could claim further deductions provided they have detailed records using the actual cost method.
You would have to note down all of these expenses and use the floor area of your house, which is actually used to generate that income, such as a study area or a specific room, to then claim those actual expenses. So it's a bit of a complex process where you will have to have records for every deduction that you are looking to claim.
Sole traders working from home are entitled to the same working from home tax entitlements. There is a possibility of claiming deductions from their mortgage and rent, although Shukla warns it could have implications on a homeowner's capital gains tax.
This person would be eligible to claim a portion of his rent if he's renting, or if it is a mortgage, or if there is a loan on the property, then he will be able to claim that as well. However, look, keep in mind, if you own the property and if you have a mortgage on that, then you are exempt from capital gains tax on a primary place of residence if you decide to sell the property in the future. So if you claim a portion of your property on tax, then you would also have to pay a little bit of capital gains tax prorated to what you have claimed in the past. There are many rules associated with this, and you should get professional advice.
The process of tracking records for tax returns is straightforward, according to Michael Crocker.
It's a bit of a nightmare keeping all these records, but the ATO does have an app where you can take a photo of your receipts, etc., on your mobile phone and load it up to a site called My Deductions. That's an easy way of keeping track of all your bits of paper. And at the end of the year, typically a lot of Australians would just check in with a tax agent.
The ATO has worked with around 700 culturally and linguistically diverse community organisations to distribute tax information. You can learn about tax information on the ATO Tax Talk webpage in your language or call ATO for advice on 13 28 61. You may also be eligible for free tax help if you earn less than $60,000. If you need language help, call the Translating and Interpreting Service on 13 14 50 and ask to be directed to the ATO helpline. Visit the ATO website for information on tax measures and support for businesses and individuals during COVID-19. The feature on how best to prepare and lodge your 2020 tax return was prepared by Amy Chen Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.